咁啊，宣读经文系喺《哥林多前书》第11章17至34节。
Our scripture reading for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 34.
我哋先用广东话读，然后英文读出。
We'll read first in Cantonese and then in English.
系《哥林多前书》11章17至34节。我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是招呼。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候各人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个醉酒。你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎样说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢你们，擘开说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是照明主的死，直等到他来。所以无论何人不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主指示，免得我们与世人一同定罪。所以我弟兄们啊，我们聚集吃的时候要彼此等待，若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己取罪。其余的事我来的时候也再安排。
1 Corinthians 11:17. But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after the supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. About the other things, I will give directions when I come.
今天陳牧師為我們正道。題目是在基督裡與神相交。Pastor
Wilson will now bring us today's message titled Communing with God in Christ.
Morning. It's God who changes your heart.
早晨,是主去改變我們的心。
And he does that by using the proclamation of his word.
他是用他的話語將我們的心去改變。
We preach the truth of God's word to convert people through the power of the Holy Spirit.
透過聖靈的能力將神的話語去教導我們。
What we're trying to do is persuade people to accept the claims of the gospel.
希望是能夠將這個話語能夠去將人去改變,去人去接受這個福音。
We call and challenge people to put their trust in the person and work of the Christ.
保羅都是這樣說,就是說將這個說話都能夠將人去把這個信心在主耶穌基督裡面。
This action, as it were, takes place in people's minds.
這個改變就是在人的心裡面去運動。
Now, in the sacraments, which are baptism and the Lord's Supper, truth is embodied in water, bread, and wine.
就在這個聖禮當中有一個洗禮和這個聖餐,這個神的真實,這個真道,就在一個水、一個餅和一個杯的酒裡面。
Those are obviously physical substances.
而當然的,這個水,這個杯,這個餅,這個酒,都是一個很實在的,讓我們看到的物件。
In the sacraments, this truth of the gospel appropriated, is appropriated by our bodies. We get wet, we eat bread, drink wine or grape juice.
聖禮的當中, 這個真實,這個神的真理,就好像在我們身體裡面,我們可以感受到的,因為我們會在洗禮的時候會濕了,我們吃東西,會吃麵包,會喝酒。
Why bread? Why wine in the Lord's Supper?
為什麼在聖餐裡面當中有餅和有酒呢?
Why do we have to ponder on what this sacrament is about?
為什麼我們需要去思考這個聖禮是講什麼呢?
Well, when we think about baptism and communion or the Lord's Supper, our thinking should not be on our faith, but on the object of our faith, which is Jesus.
而當我們去想這個洗禮和這個聖餐, 我們所思想的不只是單單說是我們的信心, 而是應該去看我們信心放在哪裡, 就是耶穌基督的身上。
And this repetitive practice, the Lord's Supper, will strengthen our faith and reassure our hearts.
而聖禮就是能夠幫助我們去堅強我們的信心,
That's why we should learn and appreciate baptism and communion.
所以我們需要去學習,去了解聖餐和洗禮。
The reason is Christ gave them to us to nurture our faith.
因為基督就給到他們聖餐和洗禮,讓我們能夠去餵養我們的信心。
As you'll see on slide 2, there's a word that will help us in remembering and recalling the significance of the Lord's Supper.
你看一個橫燈,看到有個字,就是去看,去看,就能夠幫助我們去記得,了解這個聖餐的重要性。
That's a simple word, the verb look.
就话一个简单的字 look 就话去睇。
We should first look back in remembrance, verses 24 and 25.
就喺第24、25节就话我哋要去睇去望后，就话我要回头去记得。
We also look up in thanksgiving to God. That's also verses 24 and 25.
亦都喺同一个廿四廿五节都讲就话，我哋要去睇上面，我哋要抬头去感谢神。
Not only do we look back and look up, we should look around. We make sure we are in a relationship of fellowship and love with God's people.
唔单止我哋要回头记得抬头嘅感谢，仍然嘅我哋都要去望住我哋嘅周围，我哋环顾四周去确保我哋嘅同神。我同我旁边嘅朋友有一个关系，有一个团契，有神嘅爱。
Now that's all. That's not all that we should do. Look back, look up, and look around.
唔单止我哋要回头去记得抬头嘅感谢，去环顾四周，去睇我哋周围
As you see on slide 3, we should also look in. It says in verses 27 to 34. That's self-examination, looking in.
我们需要去看去入面就是要我们自我的检讨。
We should also look forward, verse 26, to the Lord's coming back again.
更加的我们需要向前望就要去期待主的再来。
Look back, look up, look around, look in, and look forward.
所以当我们看日圣餐的时候，我们需要去回头的去记得神的恩典，我们要抬头去感谢神，我们要环顾我们周围，我们对神的爱，我们要去自我的检讨，还有去期待神的再来。
Now, we won't have time to look at all of these in depth today, but we'll look at some, and also next month at our communion service.
我们今天的早上不能够去看完这所有的东西，但在下个月的我们再有这个圣餐的时候，我们会继续去讲解。
What do we look back on?
那究竟我们是回头去记得去看是什么呢？要
See on the slide in the second paragraph here, remember Jesus' cross work. Exult in what he has accomplished.
就好清楚地讲，就是说在24、25节之后，我们需要去回头去记得乜嘢，就话耶稣基督喺十字架上嘅工作。
If you've attended communion services before, you know how do we obey Jesus' command? Do this in remembrance of me.
就话喺圣经里讲，就话我需要点样去遵守耶稣基督嘅诫命，就话我哋需要去纪念佢。
How do we obey that? Well, Jesus secured the new covenant.
耶稣基督他用他的血立了新约。
With the result that God forgives our sins.
而结局就是说神去宽恕我们的罪。
Now covenant, of course, is an archaic term. It means alliance, agreement in the Bible, a relational agreement, a relational promise, and it refers to the act or right of making that promise.
这个约的意思就是说在圣经里面当中讲就说是一个双方面的同意。
As you know, as a fellow human being, agreements are based on relationships.
这个同意是基于两方面的关系。
Place your trust upon the words of another person, a relationship.
就是一方面去相信另一方面的所讲的说话。
That involves knowing the person you're agreeing with.
就是你去知道你相信的那位的人和他所讲的说话。
That's why we put so much emphasis, and the Bible does this, on knowing God.
所以圣经里面都好着重讲的就是说我需要去认识神。
Now, covenant is like a standing contract.Between two parties.
一个盟约是好像一个的两方面的合约。
Usually, one party is far greater than the other.
在一个合约当中通常就说一方面的是大过另一方面。
And what Jesus is doing here in 1 Corinthians 11 and also in the gospel accounts is he's fortifying the alliance.
而在聖經當中說就是說見到耶穌基督更加去確定這個合約，這個雙方面的關係。
What Jesus is illustrating here, or what Paul is illustrating in 1 Corinthians 11, is Jesus fulfilling the Passover.
就是更加是保羅所說的，因為哥林多前書所說的，就是說耶穌基督更加去滿足了這個逾越節所說的說話。
The Passover remembers the accomplishments of the ultimate Exodus.
你所記得就是說這個逾越節當中就是說一個最終的一個釋放。
As recorded for us in the Old Testament, Jesus delivered his people from the bondage of sin.
耶穌基督怎樣去將他的子民從一個最終的釋放。
That's what the Exodus, the freeing of God's people in the Old Testament, points to ultimately.
這就是說在教育當中這個出埃及記的終點就是講到這一點，就是說將他的子民從一個最終的釋放，得到解放。
The focus or center of our faith is Jesus' death and resurrection.
就說他的中心點就是我們的信心裡面當中是基於主耶穌基督的死和他的復活。
Now, we often get distracted in the Christian life and fail to keep the gospel truth at the center of church and of our lives.
我們在基督徒的生命當中，我們很容易去分心，或者我們去跌倒，不能夠將這個神的說話
Our busyness in life and ministry often sidetracks us from the focal point of our faith. This can sometimes lead us to putting our time and energy into things that are good, but are secondary.
我們的忙碌令到我們將我們的時間、我們的金錢或者我們的力量去放在一些好的東西，但是不是最重要的東西。And
so that's one of the purposes of the Lord's Supper, to remember what is the focal point of our living.
所以聖餐其中一個重要性就是說，讓我們知道我們的人生的中心點應該是放在哪裡。It's
knowing what Jesus has done for us and responding to his great love for us by following him.
而聖餐就幫助我們去了解，就是說耶穌基督為我們的一切，而我們的回應，祂所給我們的一切。Remember,
Jesus' cross work does not mean, however, that one focuses on feeling sorry for Jesus for suffering so tragically.
我們去記得耶穌基督十字架工作，不是說讓我們去記得只是耶穌基督在十字架上的受苦。
The Lord's Supper celebrates Jesus' victory over sin, death, and hell.
聖餐讓我們去慶祝耶穌基督的戰勝，是去用死亡去戰勝人生的死亡。
He chose to die for those who believe, right? To defeat death.
他選擇在釘十字架上去死，讓我們能夠去戰勝這個死亡。
Whenever we observe the Lord's Supper, we're not just talking about the present, we're remembering the Last Supper of Jesus with his disciples on the night he was betrayed.
我們所領的聖餐的時候，我們不是說只是講到現在，而是讓我們去記得在耶穌基督當時他所設立的聖餐的時候和他的門徒。Think
back with me now at that gospel account, the night that Jesus was betrayed. It was a Passover night.
大家還記得嗎？你們在聖經裡所說的耶穌基督去吃的聖餐的時候，當時是逾越節的當中。
Jesus was gathered with his followers at a Passover meal.
就說當時他和他的門徒一起去吃這個晚餐，就是在逾越節的時間。
You know, when the Israelite families celebrated Passover, they would ask their children, what is this night different than all other nights?
那他們問，小朋友可能會去問，就是說，究竟今晚的逾越節所吃的，跟平時吃的有什麼不同呢？
And the kids were instructed to say, well, it's referring back to the great act of liberation in which God brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
所唔同嘅平时嘅餐就系话逾越节所食嘅晚餐就系话去谨记就系话神将以色列人去带佢哋出呢个埃及去得到自由。
Right, the Old Testament records for us Israelites were slaves. The king of Egypt, Pharaoh, would not liberate them.
圣经里面都记载了就话以色列人当时就喺旧约当时嘅时候，佢哋系一个奴隶，而当时嘅王就系一个埃及王法老王，佢哋唔想法老王唔要去俾佢得自由。
What happened after the many plagues that Jesus tried to encourage Pharaoh to release his people?
当时神都落咗好多嘅灾害俾到当时嘅埃及嘅法老王，而当时点样呢？
That last severe plague was God sent the angel of death to Egypt.
而神就最后嘅就系差遣一个嘅死亡嘅使者嚟到呢个嘅埃及嘅地方。
And the angel of death was actually Judgment Day scrolled forward.
而呢个死亡嘅使者就好似呢个嘅审判日嘅时间。
And what God was doing then on a mini scale was bringing down His divine judgment.
就当时其实俾我哋就睇到就话一个嘅反应就话神去俾到当时埃及一个嘅公义嘅审判。
Read in the scriptures that at the end of time there'll be a judgment day.
而就最后嘅就一个好似一个审判嘅日子。
That's when God will right every wrong.
就喺个审判日子嘅当中，神会将所有嘅唔啱嘅事宜去变好。
And so what?What we see here is God giving the people of God a glimpse of that.
而就话透过呢个嘅神点样去对待埃及嘅地方，就俾我哋反映到就话即日后我哋嘅神俾我哋嘅审判日好似会点样。
The Egyptians and their leader Pharaoh had enslaved the Israelites and had treated them cruelly.
而当时的埃及王他对以色列人的奴隶是对他们很差很差。
Now, the Israelites were human beings just like the Egyptians.
以色列人和埃及人都是一个人。
That means they were sinners too, and they were subject to divine justice and divine judgment just like everyone else.
以色列人和埃及人都是一样，因为他们都是人，他们都是会受到神的公义的审判。
How were the Israelites going to survive that angel of death?
但以色列人怎样在这个死亡的使者当中能够得到这个安全呢?
Well, the Bible narrative tells us, right? What God said to them is, in every home, the Israelite families must come together and eat a meal.
圣经里面都记载就说以色列人怎样去逃避了这个的死亡的使者呢就是在每个人的家的当中以色列的人的家庭他们会一起聚集他们一起去吃一个晚餐。
And they must slay a lamb, eat the lamb, and put the blood on the doorposts of their homes.
以色列人需要去宰杀一只的羊吃这只羊还有将这个羊的血抹在这个他们屋的门的门框上面。
In other words, they take shelter under the blood of the lamb.
意思就是说埋身在这个羊的血的之下。
The lamb dies instead of anyone inside the home.
羊是牺牲去杀了不是他们任何人在屋里面。
And so when the angel of death passes over, it sees the blood.On the doorpost, and the angel of death passes over that family home.
就话当一个死亡嘅使者佢嚟到嘅时候，当佢哋见当一个使者见到呢个门当中上面系有一个羊嘅血嘅时候，死亡嘅使者就会过咗依间嘅屋，所以屋入边嘅人会安全，唔会受到伤害。
The Israelites were saved on that dark evening. They were liberated as a result.
就因为这样的缘故，以色列人那晚就在逾越节当中，他们没受到这个伤害。
After that dreaded evening, Pharaoh released the Israelites, right? They were brought out of bondage.
原喺记圣经嘅时候，你睇就话当日嗰晚之后就话，法老王就将以色列人去释放，俾佢哋走。
That in summary fashion was the Passover.
呢个就系话去纪念呢个嘅逾越节嘅意思。
As you'll see on slide 4, Moses in Exodus 12:14 says something like this. I'm going to paraphrase it.
而摩西亦都系喺呢个圣经上所讲解。
Therefore, there must be a perpetual memorial that must never be changed. That once a year, this meal will remember that incredible, that wonderful, that great liberation.
就是摩西在《出埃及记》的第12章14节讲到，你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
Year after year, the people of God, the Israelites in the Old Testament, would celebrate Passover, the Passover meal.
所以在旧约当中的时候，就说以色列人他们每一年在这个逾越节当中都会去守这个节日。
That was so until the night Jesus was betrayed.
就是说他们去守这个定例去守这个逾越节，直至到耶稣基督那晚。
That night, just like every other year, the Jews were celebrating the Passover, and Jesus was celebrating the Passover with the disciples.
而那晚的逾越节，每一个嘅犹太人都会系去喺自己屋企入边当中去守个逾越节，耶稣基督就话同佢嘅门徒去守个逾越节。
And he was presiding over that meal.
耶稣基督去主持呢个嘅晚餐。
But he immediately began to make changes in that meal.
而耶稣基督就即刻已经系去改变咗去点样去守个逾越节。
Which must have shocked the disciples, because it was an incredibly audacious thing to do.
而当时的门徒就很惊讶地去见到，为什么耶稣基督 去改变我们世世代代的所定的定例呢？
Because every Jew knew, Moses said concerning the Passover, this must never be changed. We must look back to that great act of salvation in the Exodus.
他们门徒他们很惊讶，因为他们很惊讶就说摩西讲过话，这个是世世代代的定例，我们不可以改变，我们应该守这个的逾越节的时候去纪念他们过去以前的救恩。
The startled disciples, the first thing they saw was Jesus got up and started talking about the bread.
而反而的门徒就见到耶稣基督，他站起身去开始去讲这个饼。
And what came out of his mouth wasn't your typical a statement that was said year after year after year in the Passover.
而耶稣基督所讲的说话不是说，哦，我们他们不嬲所听的每一年每一年的逾越节应该所讲的说话。
Those usual words that the presider over the Passover meal would say is, this is the bread of our affliction that we ate in the wilderness wandering.
耶稣基督没有说他去主持这个逾越节这个晚餐，他没有说好像平时的以色列人他所讲就说，哦，我们去吃这个饼，这个饼就是纪念我们在旷野当中的受苦的粮。
Instead, Jesus took the unleavened bread and said, as is recorded in our text, this is my body. This is the bread of my affliction broken for you.
而反而耶稣基督他所讲的说话就是说，他拿起个饼来说，这个是我的身体，是我的身体的受苦，是为你们写的。
At a Passover meal, you had unleavened bread, you had cups of wine.
也都在一个逾越节当中有一个饼，也都有一个杯的酒。
But there was no lamb. No lamb at the Last Supper.
但在一个逾越节当中是没有这个宰杀了一个羔羊。
Why?
为什么会没有羊呢？
Because Isaiah and all the great prophets knew the angel of death had only passed over the Israelites on that one dark night.
因为就算在以赛亚书和其他的先知书都讲到就说，大家都知道就说，这个死亡的使者是在那一晚，就是只是那一晚是来到这个以色列的人当中。
Ultimately, Israel's sins just like everybody else's sins had not been put away by the blood of those little lambs smeared on the doorposts.
以色列人嘅罪冇俾呢个羊嘅血去攞开，点解咧？
Even though those little lambs were innocent, they couldn't take away the Israelites' sins.
呢个嘅被宰杀嘅无罪嘅公羊个羊，佢唔能够去将人嘅罪去攞开。
They could not atone for anyone's sins against God and one another.
普通嘅羊去宰杀，佢嘅血唔能够去赔偿咗人嘅血。
That's why, as you'll see in slide 5, the prophet Isaiah writes in Isaiah 53:6-7, we all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned each to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
所以在以赛亚书第53:6-7都讲到话，我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人在罪孽都归在他身上，他被欺压受苦的时候却不开口，他进羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。有像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
The point is, Isaiah and other prophets were saying those little lambs at the Exodus did not take away the sin of Israel, God's people.
就话以赛亚书讲到我哋话嗰啲被宰杀嘅羔羊系唔能够去取代，唔能够去将人对神嘅犯嘅罪去攞开。
They pointed to or represented someone else, a suffering servant who would be our substitute.
他所讲的以赛亚，他所讲的就是说，是代表了一个会被代罪的羔羊会来到。
And that's what Jesus was saying on the night he was betrayed. I am he.
而对在最后的晚餐的时候，耶稣基督所讲的就是说，我就是那个罪的羔羊。
He was saying, this is my body and blood. This, I'm the main course of the meal.
耶稣基督所说的就是我的身体，我的血，就是我就是这个的餐当中的主餐，就是这只羊。
He was saying, I'm the lamb who takes away the sin of the world. I'm the one whom you desperately need to be saved.
耶稣基督所讲就话，我就系嗰只羊，我就嗰只羊能够将你哋世界嘅罪去攞开，就系我就系你哋所需要去得到嘅拯救。
You see what Jesus was saying on the night he was betrayed?
大家明白耶稣基督去被卖那夜个说话咧
？He was saying, "My death is the climatic event toward which everything in the history of salvation has been moving until now."
耶稣嗰讲嘅说话就系话，我嘅死亡就系呢个嘅历史当中救恩嘅主要点。
Every sacrifice, liberation, prophet, priest, king, deliverer has been pointing to me, Jesus.
所有所讲嘅牺牲嘅得放嘅自由，先知讲嘅说话，王讲嘅说话，拯救人讲嘅说话，全部所讲嘅都系指住我耶稣。
On that night, Jesus was saying, I'm not just going to deliver you from this or that slavery or this or that physical, social, economic problem.
耶稣讲的说话就说，今晚的晚上，我不是说只是将你们去释放成为奴隶，释放你们在这个现今你们困难，你们的时间的问题当中。
I'm going to deal with your ultimate problem, sin and death itself.
而我耶稣基督就是说会是去解决你们生命当中最主要的问题，就是说这个罪和死。
So, just like today, later on in this service, you'll be participating in the Lord's Supper. There's a direct connection between what you're going to do now, today, and what happened centuries ago when Jesus was betrayed.
So,
as important as that is, remembering, that's not the only thing we do. We not only look back, we look up in thanksgiving to God, and that's on slide 6.
所以在这个圣餐当中，我哋唔单止嘅系向后去回顾、去记得耶稣基督为我哋所做嘅一切，而我哋需要嘅喺望上举目去看，就系我哋去感谢神。
The Lord's Supper, Christians commune. That's important. Commune with God in Christ through the Holy Spirit.
就话当我哋领嘅圣餐时候，就系话我哋作为基督徒，我哋系同神透过圣灵系有一个关系。
This is what many have called the vertical dimension of the sacrament.
呢个圣餐亦都有啲人讲就话系我哋系向上嘅一个领取嘅圣餐。
You can see the Westminster Catechism says, as you see on the screen, feed upon his body and blood to our spiritual nourishment and growth in grace.
而新民子信徒都讲到就话圣餐亦都系以耶稣基督嘅身体同埋血去所嘅供给，俾到我哋能够喺个精神灵嘅灵命嘅恩典当中能够得个成长。
How important the Lord's Supper is! It's about communing with God.
所以圣餐好重要，我哋能够同神有一个亲密嘅关系。
It's the seal of the new covenant or alliance or promise.
就俾我哋同神当中有一个嘅印记，喺神俾我哋当中有一个嘅约。
And what that means is a seal back then was a way you signed or ratified an agreement.
这个约就好像我们去签名，我们去所肯定的一个同意。
It's something that's like a fancy stamp that's on there instead of your signature.
这个印记就好像好过，还好过我们所要签名的一个同意书。
And in Luke and in Paul's letters, these words from Jesus are included. He says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood.
这印记给到我们，就好像在路加福音和保罗的书信，都是讲到就是说，耶稣基督所讲说话，这个杯是我用我的血所立的新约。
He's saying that his blood is the seal, the stamp,
the
signature of the new covenant.
就话佢个血系一个新嘅约，呢个嘅约当中嘅一个印记俾到我哋。
He's pointing to the new, superseding the old.
耶稣基督嘅新嘅盟约系超越过以前旧嘅盟约。
The Holy Spirit being poured out upon us who believe.
而当我哋信靠主耶稣基督嘅时候，呢个圣灵去灌溉喺我哋嘅生命当中。
Supper is the embodiment of our communion with Christ.
而圣餐就话将我哋同基督能够有一个嘅关系，亲密嘅关系。
You see the wisdom and the beauty of that? God has given us not just a word about you being united to Christ. He's also given you a physical sign, a seal.
耶稣基督唔单止俾到我哋有一个说话，一个话语，而更加嘅俾我哋真系能够有一个亲密嘅关系，俾我哋有一个印记，我哋系同佢有呢个嘅联系。That
means along with the preaching of the word, it's the chief means God has given us to enable us to understand who we are in Jesus Christ.
所以我哋能够同佢有一个亲密关系当中，让我哋能够去了解佢嘅话语，让我哋了解明白佢就系我哋嘅基督。Communion
doesn't mean the same thing as baptism.
圣餐唔同呢个嘅洗礼一样。
Otherwise, we would be baptized repeatedly.
若然是相同的时候，我们会每一次的都一起洗礼。
Baptism is about union with Christ. It's a one-off, one-way act in which we are entirely passive.
洗礼是跟神有一个联系，是单方面的，是神给到我们的，是我们是不是我们所做的什么。
In contrast, communion is about communing with Christ.
但是圣餐就是一个的双方面，是我们同神一个的关系。
Communion is an expression of an ongoing two-way relationship.
而圣餐就是反而是一个两方面的关系，是双方的一起来到当中。
If you're a believer, you've been united to Christ by His grace.
就话圣餐当中，当我哋相信嘅时候，就将我哋双方我哋所相信、我哋相信嘅人同神一齐有个联合，透过神嘅恩典。
That means you simply don't just receive truth about Christ.
我哋唔系只系单单嘅去接受耶稣基督嘅真理。
If you've placed your trust and faith in a person or Christ, you receive Christ himself.
我们不单只是接受他所给我们的礼物，而是接受耶稣基督他所有的他的一个人。
And in receiving Christ himself, you receive all the treasures that are found in him.
当我们去接受耶稣基督的时候，我们都是接受耶稣基督他所有 的礼物。
You'll see this verse onSlide 7, to them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
也都在这个经文都说就说神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
This is why we repeatedly celebrate the Lord's Supper. It's a repeated renewal of a relationship.
所以为什么我们不断的会有领这个圣餐，因为我们是继续的不断的跟神有一个联系的关系。
In which we receive in Christ the glorious riches of God.
就我们不断地去接受神的荣耀。
You see how important this is? The Lord's Supper is not simply a means of grace, it's a means of communing.
所以这个圣餐不单只是一个恩典，而是我们跟神有一个不断有的关系。
We come to the table of the Lord to commune with Him, to relate to Him.
我们每个礼拜我们都是能够来领这个圣餐，是每一次的是跟耶稣基督有个亲密的关系。
It's to experience afresh the fruit of the union that you have, that special mystical union you have with him.
就是让我们能够去感受到我们跟神耶稣基督的联系。
Maybe today you're weary, you're doubting, you're fearful, you're guilt-ridden, you're frustrated,You're proud, you're anxious, then come. Come to the Lord's table.
所以我们是疲倦，我们是怀疑、恐惧、骄傲、焦虑的时候，让我们都能够来到这个饼和这个杯、这个酒当中。
Come to the physical elements, the bread, the wine, and you receive them as a sign of our union with Christ.
就是当我们有一个情况的时候，让我们来到这个有一个领这个饼和这个酒，去接受我们跟神耶稣基督一个的联系。
It's also a means of our communing with him. In his way, in this way, he nourishes our very souls.
就说我们跟他有一个亲密的关系，耶稣基督就说去灌溉了我们的心，我们的灵。
The prophet Jeremiah says God'slaw is written in our hearts.
耶利米书讲就话神嘅说话写喺我哋嘅心嘅当中。
The prophet Ezekiel says we're washed with water and cleaned up, and the Spirit has been given to us.
以西结书都讲就话我哋俾呢个水去洗去洁净，圣灵临到我哋当中。
The prophet Joel says the Spirit has been poured out on all flesh, young and old, men and women.
亦都话讲到话呢个圣灵临到所有相信佢嘅人嘅身体当中，无论系幼嘅、老嘅、男嘅、女嘅。
All those prophets are Old Testament prophets. They point to the language of the New Covenant.
呢个系所有嘅旧约嘅先知所讲嘅说话，都系直接去指导呢个耶稣基督佢嘅新嘅盟约当中。
This is why the Lord's Supper is a celebration. It's a great rejoicing. It's something to be thankful for.
所以我攞嚟领嘅圣餐时系一个好高兴嘅、快乐嘅庆祝。
And if you know Jesus Christ at all, you should long to participate in a new covenant.
所以当你系相信主耶稣基督嘅时候，你系好希望去接受呢个新嘅帕啊，呢个嘅盟约。
Throughout the Bible, that great theme of God as a covenantal God is shown through the Old and New Testament.
呢个圣经当中你睇就话耶稣基督就系呢个嘅盟约嘅神。
God cannot breach his own covenantal commitment.
神唔会系自己去破坏佢自己所讲嘅盟约。
And as you'll see on slide 8, this is why the Apostle Paul can say in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
所以保罗都喺个腓立比书讲就话，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Remember the new covenant.
所以大家要去谨记呢个新嘅盟约。
Jesus' death sealed that covenant.
耶稣基督嘅死，佢系去印证咗呢个盟约。
This communion rite or sacrament remembers that very fact.
而我哋所领嘅圣餐呢个圣礼，去记得耶稣基督嘅死。
Now, as you'll see on slide 9, we are to enjoy God's creational gifts like food, wine.
而我哋作为教会，我哋作为人嘅，我哋去庆祝神俾我哋嘅礼物，我哋有呢个嘅食物，有呢个酒。
But we need to enjoy it in an orderly, God glorifying enjoyment.
但我哋需要嘅好公道嘅去接受去庆祝呢个嘅神俾我哋嘅食物同埋酒。
And that was the problem at Corinth in the first century amongst believers. They were over indulging.
但当你睇翻圣经嘅时候，你睇到就话喺哥林多嘅教会当中，佢哋有唔好公平嘅对待。
And their overindulging was at the expense of other believers who had nothing to eat, nothing to drink。
就话喺哥林多教会当中，有人去庆祝佢哋有去食有呢、这个有食有呢个饮酒，但系有啲人就乜都冇。
Is when Christians eat the bread and drink the cup, it's a symbol, a visual representation that the common divisions, the disunities of the world are now conquered in Christ.
就话当基督徒去食呢个饼同埋饮呢个杯嘅时候，系一齐嘅时候，代表咗一个嘅象征，系俾我哋睇到嘅一个象征。就话耶稣基督已经系战胜咗呢个世界嘅分歧同埋嘅唔统一。
What we do as human beings, we marginalize others who are different from us.
但系人好多时都系去同佢侧边嘅唔同嘅人去有唔同嘅对待。
That means we tend to alienate people as quote unquote the other people because they are not like us.
因为其他人好似同我哋唔一样嘅时候，我哋好自然嘅会系疏远嗰啲人。
Therefore, rather than being concerned about their interest, we place our interests at the center of life.
所以就话我哋会自然嘅会系去着重我哋所想要嘅，而唔系人哋所想要嘅。
But the beauty of the Lord's Supper is that there's one common bread, one common cup.
但特別的聖餐就是說是用一個很普通的餅和很普通的杯。
And as you'll see on slide 10, it's a visual representation of the very fact that the common divisions and common disunities of the world are overcome in Jesus Christ.
就話神就係用個聖餐，就一個好普通嘅餅同埋普通嘅杯，係俾我哋能夠眼去見到嘅，去證明咗一個事實，就係話耶穌基督已經戰勝咗呢個世界嘅分歧。
That's the kind of hope that warrants a great thank you to the Christ.
就俾呢個聖餐，讓我哋有一個盼望，去俾我哋去明白，讓我哋去感謝。
Now there's a third way, as you see on this slide here, there's a third way that this communion practice should help us.
而睇到就係話有第二個方法，亦都係能夠讓我哋幫助我哋去了解，究竟點聖餐點能夠幫助我哋。
We touched on the vertical dimension. Now this is the horizontal dimension of communion.
當我哋領嘅聖餐時候，我所剛才講到話，我哋可以去向上。去感謝神，去呢個方法，亦都係能夠讓我哋喺呢個平面當中，我哋點樣同其他周圍嘅弟兄姊妹有個關係。
It's regular practice of this sacrament is to make sure we are in relationship of fellowship and love with God's people。
而聖餐嘅亦都係幫助我哋去緊記我哋側邊嘅，我哋同我哋所有嘅弟兄姊妹有一個團契嘅生命同埋愛。
Many of us struggle with bitterness, despondency, anxiety.
我哋好多人都系喺个痛苦、困难、焦虑嘅当中。
That's because of two things, two factors.
点解咧？主要有两个原因。
The first could be that you don't believe Jesus Christ, the very Son of God and Lord of the universe, gave Himself for you.
为什么人会有一个焦虑、一个痛苦当中？第一个原因，可能因为人未相信主耶稣基督成为他们个人的救主。
You say you believe, but you don't really believe the second person of the Holy Trinity, Jesus, values you so much that he's willing to lose everything for you.
你可能只是说很简单的相信一个神，但没有相信真的主耶稣基督他的工作，他愿意，他已经牺牲他所有一切，去给到人所有。
Or maybe you believe it upstairs in your brain, and you need to remember it.
你可能个只系话头脑上嘅相信，但系我哋需要佢去谨记。
But you haven't chewed and pondered on that truth to seep it deep down into the core of your being.
我哋可能只系头脑上嘅相信，但系冇真正嘅去咀嚼，去相信喺我哋生命当中。
Just like you chew on food, the bread and the wine, right?And then you savor the taste and you digest it.
就话好似我哋需要嘅去咀嚼去食呢个食物，我哋需要去消化呢个食物，我需要去唔单止系头脑上嘅，而真系心入边去明白。
You're enjoying the meal, and it's nourishing you.
我哋去明白就话呢个嘅食物系能够帮助到我哋，帮我哋成长。
Analogy has to be seen in your spiritual life as well.
我哋需要我睇到就话我哋系呢个食物好似去领去喂养我哋，但系神嘅说话亦都系一样嘅，系喂养咗我哋嘅灵命。
The gospel has to saturate you, has to become part of you.
呢个神嘅一个真实、一个真道系需要成为你人嘅一个部分，系需要去充满你。
You are united to Christ. Christ comes in, he shapes the way you think. It's how you think of yourself, how you think of the world.
神来到当中，他改变了你所思想的方法。
The gospel needs to influence the way you think of the people around you and think of how you do life.
神去影响了你怎样对人的旁边的思想，也都是影响了你怎样去过活。
And I think that's what Jesus' words in John 6, 53 and 54 is promising in a unique way. And I have that on the slide there before you.
所以我相信主耶稣基督就喺个约翰福音第六章五十三、五十四节讲到就话，我需要有一个特别嘅方法去领呢个食，同埋领去饮神嘅呢个说话。
So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you." Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
就喺个嘅约翰福音第六章五十三、五十四节讲到就话，耶稣说：我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里。吃我肉，喝我血。的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
Eat and drink his words, his truth, the gospel, and it becomes part of you.
我需要去咀嚼神嘅话语。
God will spiritually graft his truth, his gospel, his grace into you in a way that's unique.
神佢嘅俾我哋嘅呢个福音系好特别。
Again, this is more than just a quiet time.
不是说只是单单的我们有些少的静的时间同神有一个的默想。
It requires meditating on the truth and convincingly knowing that the Lord loves you.
原来真的需要去思考、去咀嚼、去沉思神的话语，是真的说神是爱我们。
It's proven that love for you as He gave his very own son for you.
耶稣就是神，他差遣了他独生子给到我们，也证明了他对我们的爱。
You see what the Lord's Supper does? It connects you with the very presence of God.
所以这个圣餐很特别的，去将我们和神去有这个联系。
It does that connecting by asking you to remember the past and what God has done for you.
就话圣餐让我哋能够同神有一个联系，就帮助我哋去记得佢所为到所做嘅一切。
But it also not only tells us to recall the past, it anticipates the future. The Lord will come again.
亦都唔单止嘅只系去回看耶稣基督所做嘅一切，而系让我哋去望前，就话我哋要睇佢会再翻嚟。
In that sense, he's in your hands, your heart, your very life.
就咁样，我哋去能够先系感受到耶稣基督嘅生命喺我哋嘅手，喺我嘅心，喺我嘅生命。
Jesus says, "This is my body, this is my blood." He says that at the table as you come.
所以当领嘅圣餐嘅时候，耶稣基督佢所讲就话：，依系我嘅身体，依个系我嘅血。
You know, sadly to say, and the Corinthian church is not unlike us. Verse 18 says they had tremendous divisions in the church.
当时睇呢个圣经讲到就系话，当时嘅哥林多嘅教会佢哋有好多嘅纷争。
And if you go back and read through Corinthians, you'll know the problem were egos.
如果你睇翻哥林多前书嘅时候，你睇就话当时教会有好大嘅各人嘅自我。
Their pride promoted party strife and factions.
而搞到喺个教会当中有一个有党嘅纷争同埋派系。
There were terrible conflicts, terrible divisions within that church. It was awful.
而见到就话喺教会当中有好多嘅分裂。
And Paul's very strong words for the church. He says, "What does this mean for the Lord's Supper?"
而所以保罗佢当时嘅特别嘅用呢个嘅圣餐嘅说话同佢哋讲。
Back then, they celebrated the Lord's Supper as a full meal. It was right after the sermon.
喺个教会当时嘅时间，呢个嘅圣餐系好特别。佢哋喺个崇拜之后一齐食嘅一个大餐。
Back then, you brought your food with you from home.
而当时佢哋系话点样去领嘅圣餐咧？就系教会嘅人就话自己会带自己嘅食物嚟到呢个教会当中。
And when you got to that part of the service, you brought your food out and you started the full meal in commemoration of the Lord's death.
就呢个圣餐时候呢嘅时间呢，大家会拎咗自己带嚟嘅食物，大家一齐坐低，一齐去进食，去纪念神嘅嘅拯救。
So what was happening in that horribly divided church at Corinth?
但系睇翻圣经嘅时候睇到就话，哥林多教会点样去庆祝呢？
Well, Paul tells us in verse 20, when you come together, it's not the Lord's supper you eat, he says. For as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting for anyone else. One remains hungry, another gets drunk.
当时的哥林多教会怎样去庆祝呢？就是说在第二十二节讲到，就说他们聚会的时候不算吃住的晚餐。为什么呢？就因为他们吃的时候，有些人就先吃他们的饭，甚至有人饥饿，甚至有人喝醉了。
Two things are going on there.
有两样东西发生。
First, it means some of the parties were very disdainful of the other parties.
第一样就见到就话一班人系好特别好藐视一班另一啲嘅人。
You know, when you're disdainful of others, you know what happens? You just gobble down your food and you leave.
就话点样去藐视其他人，就话佢哋咧就有啲人咧就攞咗佢嘅食物，跟住就走咗啦。
And that shows disdain for the attitude towards others.
就佢哋嘅态度点样去藐视其他人。
And not only that, we're told some people had enough food to get drunk, and other people were left hungry. Why?
就睇就话有啲人咧多嘢食到咧食到饮饱食醉，但有啲人咧就冇乜都冇嘢食就好饥饿。点解咧？
Well, if you were wealthy and means, you brought a lot of food.If you were poor, you brought little.
就话当时有钱嘅人就带咗好多嘢食嚟，但系有贫穷嘅人，佢哋冇点可以带咩嘢食。
But it was a community meal. It was supposed to be shared.
但系呢个系一齐嘅，一齐共进嘅一个食物，但大家应该系一齐有个分享。
And Paul found that these party divisions were probably also, to some degree, class divisions.
但保罗所讲的除了是教会有可能有不同的纷争，也可能有一个派有阶级的不同。
Class divisions are caused by pride, right? Socioeconomic differences.
为什么有一个派系或者有一个阶级的纷争，就是因为人的当中的骄傲。
Therefore, people who had were not sharing with people.Who didn't have.
所以话佢哋有嘅人，佢哋有自己嘅进食，而冇去理会冇嘢食嘅人。
As you read this morning from 1 Corinthians 11, Paul has some of the harshest words of any church anywhere in the New Testament, right here in our text.
所以保罗就睇到就亦睇就话保罗点样去闹当时嘅哥林多嘅教会。
You see what he says?You call this the Lord's Supper?
他就骂他们说，这些你就叫做，这个就是神给你们的圣餐。
Then he says, if you eat and drink the cup of the Lord like this, you're bring judgment upon yourself.
所以说，原来这样去吃的时候，你们没有分辨主的身，主的血的，你吃喝你自己的罪。
For anyone who eats and drinks, Paul says, without recognizing the body of the Lord,And remembering you're part of a community, eats and drinks judgment on himself.
So, 人吃喝未分分若不分别是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Why is Paul so upset?
点解保罗咁伤心呢？
Because the heart of the gospel message is that you're saved by God's grace, not by your works.
因为福音的中心是讲到就是说我们是因个恩典而得救，不是说我们工作而得救。
You're saved by what Christ has done, not what you do.
我们受到的，我们得到这个拯救是因为耶稣基督所做的一切，不是说我们所做的什么。
And that makes you and I and everyone else on equal ground.
所以说就是因为这样，我们每一个人都是公平的。
We're all sinners saved by God's grace.
所以无论是哪一个人都好， 我们大家都是罪人，我们大家都是因着恩典而得救。
Your pedigree, your performance doesn't matter here.
我们所做的一切，我们的有什么的可能是哪一个高级的，哪一个是有名的，有名的是不重要。
We're all in need of redemption, restoration, renewal.
每一个人都需要神的拯救，神的更新。
In Christ, there's no slave or free. There's no Jew or Greek. There's no male or female.
在耶稣基督里面是没有一个的自由，或者说哪个是自由，哪个不自由。没有一个说是分别，你是犹太人或者是希腊人。
If you truly understand the gospel, you know that.
如果你真的真正相信明白这个福音的，你应该知道。
And so Paul starkly says, if you have those divisions, and they even show up at the Lord's Supper, how dare you? How dare you take the bread? How dare you take the cup?
所以保罗当时就很激气，就说了，因为你们的纷争，你们如果是这样去领圣餐的时候，你们怎么可以这么够胆去拿这个饼，拿这个杯？
Why he's so angry? Because this is about the grace of Christ.
为什么保罗当时这么激气？因为这个就是讲及到这个神的恩典。
The grace of Jesus Christ should take away your pride, should melt your heart.
耶稣基督的恩典是应该去软化你们的心。
The whole point of the Lord's Supper, the whole point of that meal was a common meal.
这个圣餐的着重点就是说，这个是一个很普通的，一个大家一起公平领的这个餐。
Paul's chiding the church and saying, you're not practicing gospel community.
而当时保罗就是谴责当时哥林多的教会，就说你所相信的一套，但做的一套。
You're not caring for one another.
你们是没有去关心你教会当中有需要关心的人。
Because if you truly understood that you're a sinner saved by God's grace alone, you won't or can't harbor a grudge or bitterness against anyone.
所以说，若然你是真的相信主耶稣基督的人，你不会去藐视、歧视或者去为着一个人而去愤怒。
You might be mad at them for something that they have done, but God's grace softens your heart.
可能一个人会做一些事令到你有激气，但是因为神的恩典，应该会是去软化你的心，将这个将你的心去软化，去宽恕其他人。
Realize that you too are a sinner. Maybe not that same area of that person who perpetrated you is living in, but you are sinful also in some other area, big time.
但我们需要知道，就话我们自己都是一个罪人，我们大家都是一样。
And you need to remember that Jesus lived the perfect righteous life for you.
让我们
去感谢主啊！
耶稣基督
died in your place to pay your sin penalty.
就耶稣基督是为了我们所做的一切。去为到我哋去披上嘅代价，佢嘅死系去战胜呢个死亡。
And so as you come to his table today, seeking his presence, do it with a humble and repentant heart.
所以我恳请大家嚟到呢个圣餐嘅前面，让我哋去软化我哋嘅心，求神软化你嘅心，去虔诚嘅心去领嘅圣餐。
Father, we thank you for your word. Even though these words are very strong from the Apostle Paul today.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们的话语。我们听到就是好像保罗给我们一个很强烈的话语去教导我们。
Pray that we'd understand that communion is for the nourishment of our souls.
让我们明白就是说这个圣餐是喂养我们的生命。
It's a sacrament that needs to be practiced regularly.
这个圣餐是一个礼仪，我们需要不断的去领受。
Helps us, Lord, in your Christian life.
用我们帮助我们这个基督徒的生命。
And so, Lord, may we come humbly before you today as we come to the table. Truly repent and truly believe in your grace.
让我们真正的去悔改，让我们真正的去相信。
May that soften our hearts so that we would forgive those who trespass against us, just as you have forgiven us.
让你去软化你的心，让我们去宽恕其他人，就好像你怎样的去宽恕我们一样。
And may you be honored as we practice gospel community.
让我们一起能够去实践，去怎样的有一个社区性的去爱其他人。
May you minister to us today.
求主来去帮助我们去明白。
Jesus' name, amen.
我们这样祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。